Well, you found it. You
I
got
did.
that
I found
phone.
it.
And the podcast must go on.
There is no stopping this podcast.
No. Major shout out to our eight, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 listeners.
I really
Some
love all of you
of,
guys.
I'm gonna say, maybe we don't know like four of them.
Yeah, I need to
So,
check and see.
well, I, we, so on the analytics, I thought before we started talking about the podcast, we can review the analytics of the of our last episode. It's actually very interesting.
Yeah. No, tell me,
Okay.
because I don't think I can see because it's like within the app, it's yours.
It tells you the ages and like the demographic. Oh
What?
my God, we have nine plays
Oh my
and
God, thanks, guys.
we have a balance of $0.
Oh my, okay, yes, obviously. We love to see it.
Audience size of two. I don't know why it's an audience of two, but we have nine listeners. Interesting.
I was
Okay.
just gonna ask
Yeah.
if you knew what the difference
So,
was.
no. So, 100% of our listeners are from the United States.
Okay, yeah.
Where's Canada though? Represent Canada.
Maybe they're just over it. They're probably like, oh, another Degrassi podcast.
Yeah, maybe. A majority of our listeners found us on Spotify
Oh,
with,
okay.
yeah, with Apple Podcasts in second at 33% and Anchor at 11%. 100% of our listeners are female.
I feel like that
That
also
lines
tracks.
up. No,
Yeah.
and 100% of our listeners are between the ages 28 to 34.
That also
So
makes sense to me.
it also makes a lot of sense. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's so cool that you can see all of that. I'm
Yeah.
interested to see how maybe it changes or maybe it stays the same,
I
which is
actually would think
fine.
it's really funny if, like, if that's just like our key demographic forever. For me, that's like the golden age of Degrassi. Like when we would have been wa or like when that group would have been the appropriate age to watch, that was like the golden age of Degrassi.
Absolutely. I mean, we're on the earlier episodes. I don't feel like it was the golden age yet. Like, golden age is
No.
like season four through, what do you say, like eight,
See,
seven?
I was gonna say 3 to 6 for me.
Okay, three is pretty good. Yeah, three to
Right, because I
six.
feel like 3 is when you start to get into like super racy stuff because that was like Emma and Jay in the ravine. Like that was that season.
That was
I say
three.
super racy. Yeah.
No,
I say super racy, but it was still.
it wasn't. No, it wasn't, because
Was that 4?
that doesn't happen until after Time Stands Still Part Two, because she off re remember Sean fights Rick with the gun, right? And
Yeah.
then he's like, I need to move back home to Wasega Beach, and he leaves Degrassi, and that's when Emma has her, she's gone through her PTSD because Rick literally had the gun pointing at her and it was
Literally
on
her
the
face.
list, right? And so it was after that that the whole Jay and Emma thing happened.
So then what even happened in season 3?
That's a question for Google, but we can all.
That's a question for us in 6 months.
In 6 months, oh my God. Yeah. But we'll find out. I don't even want to Google it because you know what? Let's just
I want
keep
to keep the
the
element of surprise.
exactly.
Even though I'm sure as soon as I start watching, I'll be like, oh my God, I remember this whole season. Why was I even questioning myself?
Yeah. I'm not, I'm I literally right at my computer. I'm not gonna Google it. I'm not gonna Google it.
Don't
I'm not
do
gonna
it.
Google anything tonight.
Okay, I am though gonna be on IMDb looking for like what the synopsis was, or what CTV claimed the synopsis was for this episode.
Yeah. So before we start talking about the episode, I also want our nine listeners to know
Yes.
if you want to take a walk down memory lane, look at your Facebook friendships. You can look at like the whole,
Yeah.
I scrolled all the way down to 2007.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
That's
it was a lot of
dedication.
scrolling. It was a lot of scrolling. And it's funny because at some point we just start saying happy birthday to each other and stop talking about Degrassi. But there was a good chunk of time that, interestingly enough, we start talking about quotes from not Degrassi, but Boy Meets World. And
Oh,
then
wow.
very quickly get into Degrassi, and it's mostly talking about Daniel Clark, in my pants, that kind of thing. Literally saying like Daniel Clark in my pants. And I
And like
also,
not even just like saying it, the fact that like I posted that on your wall for like everyone to see, or like I guess it's not
right.
even called the wall anymore, but back in the day, what a time.
Facebook, what a time. That was the golden age of Facebook. Speaking
That
of
was the
golden
golden,
ages.
yeah, that was.
Absolutely. And I couldn't even see all the videos that I sent you on your wall, but I'm sure they were wonderful. And I don't know if you remember my Twilight reaction video on YouTube that
Yeah, I think I
went,
do.
it went viral overnight and then I deleted it. It got like
Oh
10,000, got 10,000 views overnight, and it was literally me watching the trailer for the first Twilight movie and like my face, and I was like, oh my God, Robert Pattinson, hold on tight, Spider Monkey.
like you started the reaction video trend way back
I
in whatever that
did.
was,
I
2008.
did. And then like the next day, somebody at school, I won't say the name because I'm just not going to, but
You can
somebody
text it to me
at
later.
I will. Somebody at school in the hallway was like, "Hey Emma, I saw your Twilight reaction video. 10,000 views. Nice." And then I immediately deleted it because I was so embarrassed.
I probably would have just burst into flame.
Yeah. It was a part of my life I didn't need to share with the whole school, even though I did.
But like not on purpose.
No, I just
Well,
love to
some parts of
love
it.
vampires.
Yeah, I mean we all went through that
Yeah.
period. I
Yeah.
remember like so distinctly. I don't remember where in the universe I was, but I remember reading the last Twilight book, and I was in a hotel room with my whole family, and I was just like, I was reading it. I was like so dedicated to finishing this book because like I had been gone all summer and I wanted to read it. And I like got to the last page and I finished it and I closed it and I thought to myself, that was bad.
You know, I'm very grateful for Twilight because I discovered the best music through not even the Twilight movie soundtracks, but I'm going to take it back here. So I believe it was 2007 as well, which is kind of like the years that we're talking here. Maybe a little earlier with Degrassi, but oh yeah, it would be a little earlier, but 2007 or like whenever I start reading this book and I'm obsessed. So I go on Stephenie Meyer's website and she has these playlists that she created that inspired the book, or like you're supposed to listen to the playlist along with the book. And she
Oh my
has one
God.
for each book. Yeah. And I'm telling you, some of my favorite bands were on that list. Like Arcade Fire was on that list. And I'm still a huge fan of Arcade Fire. Who else was on there? Muse, Coldplay, like really good music. So I will say that is one thing that I very much appreciated, and I'll be like, you know, this Twilight thing was not a waste. Are you ready to dive into what's wait, so do you have the name of the episode pulled up and like the blurb?
Yes. Yeah.
All
Okay.
right,
So,
go for it, Nikki.
all right. So, this is technically episode 103. It is called Family Politics. And I have the synopsis as Toby and Ashley have just become step siblings and their families move in together, but they do not get along. Ashley is running for school president, and Toby convinces his best friend JT to run against her. Emma and Manny are having problems of their own. Being a grade seven is tough, especially when Spinner is on a power trip.
Yes.
Once again, I would say that's accurate.
Very accurate. Go IMDb.
Right? Whoever's submitting these is like on it.
Yeah. So this episode is so iconic because this is the episode that has the famous line. Do you know which one I'm thinking of?
Don't think so. Maybe once you say it, I'll be like, no, that's for sure iconic.
So we meet Paige and she goes,
Yes!
New
Yeah.
Year. New
New
year,
looking.
new look, new page.
I quote that all the time
All
to
the
this
time.
day.
Oh, absolutely.
I wasn't even thinking of it. Sorry to Paige. I wasn't even like considering her.
Oh, absolutely. I say that all the time. New year, new look, new Emma.
I just like, I always say Paige. I don't even sub out her name.
Oh, I say Emma. As in my name.
Okay. So here's, can I just like jump right in with something that like irked me right from the
Please.
beginning? Okay. First of all, why is like the only thing like, so the episode opens and Ashley's on the phone with Terry, and like one of the first lines of the whole episode is, Terry, we're getting you a girl, a boyfriend this year.
I know.
Really rubbed me the wrong way.
I know. And what grade are they in?
Eighth. So they're
What?
like 13 or 14. Like, guys, like,
Guys,
take
you're
up knitting or something.
children.
Like,
Children.
yeah. So that's just like really, I didn't like that at all. And I know that this isn't a topic of this, like, no, of this episode, but just in terms of like Terry being painted as like the fat friend, like,
Yeah.
that has bugged me for such a long time because she's not. Is she as thin as Ashley? No. But is she fat? And even if she was, like, what does that have to do with her? Like, anyway, it just
Yeah.
bothers me.
No, that really bothers me too. And that, like, of course it's Terry. That's the one that needs the boyfriend. You know,
Right.
the slightly more, not even curvy, but like the
She's just
non.
bigger than Ashley, and they're making
Yeah.
it a thing that it doesn't need to be. And like, she's not the only character that did this, but like, I was not thin, have never been thin, continue to not be thin. And like, looking, like, watching characters like Terry and just how they're, like, how it's like such a detriment, they're not as thin as their friends, like, for sure did like irreparable damage to my psyche. Like,
Yeah. Well, I remember watching one. I guess I watched it well after during one of the like summer marathons. But I remember watching it and being like agreeing that like, oh, of course Terry needs the boyfriend. She's a little bigger than everyone. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, poor
Right.
Terry. And of course, looking back at it now, it's so not how I saw it then. Like,
Yeah.
she's so not,
Regular.
she's just normal. Yeah, like, I don't want
Yeah.
to say normal, but she's a regular girl that, like, has a regular body. Not that there's a regular and not irregular body.
Right? There's just like, I don't know. And I feel like in over the course of the episode, it's not like, it's not Terry heavy at all, but like, she's clearly a nice person and she's like very loyal to her friends, and she like gives Spinner shit about being mean to grade sevens. Like, There are other things about her that are like more notable and more important than just like the fact that she's not as thin as Ashley, like, or not as thin as Paige, like any of those, like, just get over it, move on, think of something better to talk about.
Yeah.
And don't pity her. Like, that's what I think that's what bugged me the most about Ashley's comment was like Terry can't do it herself. Is that what you're implying? And like, she doesn't like, and like, she'll never be able to get a boyfriend unless Ashley's the one to like grease the wheels on this. Like, that's, I don't know, everything about the comment absolutely bugged
Yeah.
me.
They're literally in eighth grade.
They're
Like
in
in
eighth grade.
America, they wouldn't even be in high school yet. And there's so, and like the kind of boyfriends that we had in middle school was like the kind that like a certain someone walked around the cafeteria and asked everybody to go out. And the first person that said yes was the girlfriend. Like, and they dated for like a day
3 weeks.
and then kissed on the cheek, you know? It's like, you know, so it's like it feels like they're aging them up a little bit,
Yeah.
or much making them care about these things that like I really don't think eighth graders really cared about that
I don't,
much.
right? Like, at this point, eighth grade is very far away, so I don't remember. Like, I remember me having like crushes on boys, like always, but I don't, I, like, at that age, I don't think I wanted to like date any of them. Like, I think I just thought they were cute, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess we'll get into Terry in a couple of episodes.
Yes,
Right, whenever
but
we get to the one of the best episodes where she drinks for the school dance. That's a good one.
that has to be this first season, right? Okay,
I think it
also,
is.
so I'm starting to notice a pet, like, okay, so earlier this year, or like at Christmas time or something, when I was bored at work, I started watching the first season of Degrassi High or Degrassi Junior High, one of those two, right? I think I've said that to you before. So, but like, now I'm starting to see that these episodes are mirroring that. Like, there was an
Oh, really?
episode just like this one in the, like, in the original, where like this kid's older sister, it's like his, her, his older sister for real, I think, like, not in the way that Toby and Ashley are like not step siblings, step siblings. Like, I think it was his actual sister. And she was like a shoo-in for class president. And so then he had one of his friends run as a joke just to make her mad. And then there was another episode where there was a school dance and someone got really drunk on, like, because they just didn't really know, like, they wanted to calm down before the dance and didn't know how to handle their alcohol. So like then things went bad. Like, so I think the
Yeah.
first season is just like a lot of mirroring, and I don't think it's going to be bad, but I think it's just worth noting.
That is definitely worth noting. Degrassi heads out there, watch the first season. I'm not gonna do this, but you should watch the first season of Degrassi High and compare with the episode that we're watching this season.
Or, you know what? Let's go straight to the top. Linda Schuyler, if you happen to hear this, please let us know. I might be making connections that don't exist, but I don't think that's the case. I'm not mad. I just like saw the pattern.
I wonder if she's on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good question.
One second, I'm gonna blow my nose and I'm gonna edit
Okay.
it out. Sorry.
You
Or I could keep it in
just suck it
there.
back real hard.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, keep it in the audio.
I mean, it, I think it humanizes us.
Right? Yeah, the listeners out there are like, wow, Nick and Emma are so cool.
They're
Look at
so down
them.
to earth.
They're so down to earth. Hey, still talking about Degrassi.
Always. I do. Okay, wait. I know that I like keep going off the rails, but I do just like, I think we should have just like an aesthetics moment in like all of these episodes, because like Ashley's eyebrows, where are they? Come back.
Oh, did she pluck
JT.
them really
Oh,
hard?
so far gone.
Yeah.
JT has a Razor scooter, I'm pretty sure. And then both Ashley and Terry were wearing sleeveless hoodie shirts. Not even like actual hoodies that they'd like cut the sleeves off of. Like the like I'm pretty sure people wore stuff like that to the gym. But just like they were just on purpose tank tops with hoods. Like also, question for Shane Kippel himself. Why did you have so many earrings at such a young age? Why did your parents allow that? Because
Do
my
you
parents
think,
certainly did not.
what if they were fake earrings, though? You think
Oh,
they
that.
were real?
I do think they were real. Something about them seems real.
You know what we should do next episode? Let's compare for continuity and see if
Oh, if
the
they stay the
earrings on his
same.
ear stay the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a question for our resident Degrassi, or not Degrassi,
Our
spinner
spinner
expert.
expert.
Becca, who said that she's happy to come on whenever. But I feel like she has to come on for the
For
Ritalin
sure, there,
episode.
yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And I have so many questions for her. What makes someone a spinner expert?
I think that's just like something you find in your heart, you know?
Yeah,
Like, would you not consider yourself a Sean Cameron expert?
I was gonna say,
Know.
I'm absolutely a Sean Hope Cameron expert, born in Wasega Beach, still alive and thriving, probably
I will
married
just
to
like,
Emma.
just because Sean is obviously our favorite. I
If
have never
you were an expert on someone, who would it be?
like ever like
Any Degrassi character.
any Degrassi character. I think honestly, while we were watching, I would probably say Emma because I always had crushes on the boys that she was like dating, hooking up with, whatever.
I did too.
Like, I had
Interesting.
such a soft spot for Peter for like no real reason.
I know. Look, I watched. Wait, I'm gonna use the sink. Okay. One second. Keep that thought. Keep that thought. I'm cleaning my wine glass because, to our nine listeners, sometimes when you get to the bottom of the wine glass, there's something called sediment. Have you ever gotten that? Okay.
Next week, we will bring a wine expert onto the show.
Right? Wait, what if? That'd be fun.
I mean, I don't know one. If you do,
No, I don't. I
okay.
don't. Sommelier. Sommelier.
I mean, I know
Sommelier.
of a couple because my friend goes on a lot of Disney cruises and she likes to like befriend the sommeliers. But none of them live here. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Right, back to our shared Emma expert. I definitely feel like I'm a Sean Cameron expert if I have to say it, but I also definitely identify with crushing on all of Emma's significant others. I think a lot of
Yeah.
it had to do with we shared the same name, obviously. So I identify with her. Like, I always was Emma Spice, like when it came to the
I,
Spice Girls.
yeah, I, to me, like, because of who I was at the age of watching, of when we watched Degrassi, I think I related, like, everyone wants to be a Manny, let's be honest, but I think that I related to Emma the most. So I think that I just took
I've
on all of
never
the
wanted to
crushes.
be a Manny.
Oh,
Never
I
wanted to
wanted
be a
to
Manny.
because she had confidence like I haven't never have.
And you can sell this for $1 million
Oh
because
my God,
I'm
I'm
going to
gonna
be
be famous.
famous.
Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about the implications of that episode when we get there.
Can't wait.
I think I was also I think, okay, so I loved Sean in the early seasons, but he was like baby. But then Craig came in season two, and
Oof.
he was like to me at the time, I was like, that's a man. And I had
Yeah.
the biggest crush on him in the whole wide world. Like, to such an extent that my sister saw the Spring Awakening tour back in like
I
2009,
remember that. I
2010.
remember.
Yeah. And she and her friend waited like over by like the trucks where they were loading up and like hunted down Jake Epstein, took a picture with him, and then my sister tagged me in the photo on Facebook, like to that level.
Yeah,
So
and
yeah,
I was very jealous of you.
I
I
was
wanted to see that.
so jealous.
I think
I was
actually
like,
my sister might have seen that show. I could be wrong though. I'll check in.
I think he was in something else. Oh, he was in Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Yes, and I did not see him in it.
I didn't either. Granted, the guy that I saw was super great, but I was like, wouldn't it have been cool for me to be in the same room as Jake Epstein?
Breathe the same air.
Yeah. So yeah, so that part of me I think was always like jealous of Manny, even though Craig is fake, but Jake Epstein is very real. So
Also, Jewish King.
Jewish King. Half of this show, oh my God, maybe not half, but Stacey Farber, I
Has
think, is a
Jewish
Jewish
kings.
queen.
Drake, Jewish King.
Yes.
Half Jewish King. Or
Stacey
should
Farber.
we
I think
say
Lauren Collins is
Aubrey Drake
Jewish
Graham?
too. Yeah.
That line, yeah, I'm not, I wouldn't be surprised about that. I don't know.
Am I making that up?
I don't know.
But
That's something for Google. That's
okay.
something for Linda Skyler.
But I am 99% sure that Stacey Farber is Jewish. But she's not here
So,
yet.
returning to the episode, do you feel like Ashley is way too hard on Toby? Like, how are you feeling
Yes.
about her behavior? I feel like she's kind of been a B
I
at
thought she was,
TCH.
yes, I thought she was so mean to Toby, whereas I think he stepped into the role of little brother perfectly. Like, I know you don't have a little brother, but I do. And I was like, he's acting exactly how he is supposed to be acting. But I think that Ashley was just mean and she was like hyper reactive to him. And I can't say that I was any different. I just truly don't remember because in my memory, I am perfect. But he, like, one of the things that got me was like when they're fighting in the kitchen, and then Ashley's mom comes in and is like, "What's going on?" She goes, "Oh, so you're taking his side?" And I'm like, "Oh, ma'am, let's take a beat." Because all she was doing was like, this was like a fact-finding mission for her. That like, there were no sides being taken. It was mostly like, "Why are the underage children in my house yelling at each other like this?" Like, calm down. Just take a single beat.
Yeah. I mean,
Like,
I feel like all the mom said was like, "Oh, Toby is running. Are you running for a student council?" And Toby was like, "No, JT is, and I'm helping him with his campaign." Like, that's all that happened.
right, and she like didn't take his side until after that, but even then, I think it was still very neutral. She wasn't like, Ashley, you have to be nicer to Toby, he's younger. Like, she was just like, hey, this kid is doing this thing, let him do it, you
Right.
know? So yeah, that I don't know, I do think that it was like a very aggressive dynamic, in
I
my
agree.
humble opinion. And then so at the end of the episode, when she's like walking up, and then Toby's just like sitting outside waiting for her, and they like say something, and Ashley's like, "Oh, you hate me that much?" And I was like, "That is not hate, dude. It is not hate at all. It's literally just having siblings."
Yeah.
Like, I get that you are an only child and you don't really understand these dynamics, but like being a little kid into being a teenager, part of having siblings is that you guys are like gonna be at your necks. Like, even if you have like such a good relationship, there are gonna be times that you want to kill them because
Yeah.
they like, even like for the slightest thing. Like, my sister used to come into my room because we went to two different high schools and she had to leave like way before I did to get to school. And so she would come into my room and like rifle through my closet to try and find like a shirt that she wanted to wear that day. And she was very bad at being sneaky. So she would always wake me up and like she would poke her head out of my closet and be like, "Hey, can I wear this?" And it didn't matter what it was, but I would be like, "No, I was gonna wear that today." Like, like that, like siblings just get on your nerves. It's what they
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. That's an
Yep.
interesting point, though, about Ashley being an only child. And I'll assume Toby, that, I mean, them, I never thought of it that way, that they're both coming from being the only child in the family to now all of a sudden having an older sister, younger brother. So
Right. I
I
feel like,
understand how that would be really hard.
yeah, I agree. I'm not saying that it's hard. I am saying though that like I don't know. I just think that that Ashley shouldn't have acted towards Toby the way that she did.
I agree.
And like
Honestly, like
and
if
Toby is
she
not blameless. Like he did do this specifically to piss her off. But once again, I have a little brother. I know that they do things to piss you off.
Yeah. My feeling is if you're so mature that you're advocating for your friend to get a boyfriend in eighth grade, and you have a boyfriend in eighth grade, and you think you're the shit of that way, sorry, pardon my French, then you're old enough to understand how to treat your younger brother
Right.
and be mature about that.
Also, this didn't occur to me until just now, but like huge props to both of their parents for like having them in family therapy so that they can like learn how to navigate this new situation. But
Oh,
on the flip
so
side of that,
progressive.
right?
Absolutely. I agree. I was
Yeah.
surprised when I was like, oh my God, they're in therapy as a family. Can
And
I do
Ashley
that?
was being like very cavalier about it. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, there's no stigma in this house. Like, we're doing this to be a better family.
If
But with
it was
that,
2022, she'd be begging them to go to family therapy. Like,
yeah.
I've mentioned it a few times to my family. My sister has mentioned it. We're like, we should all go to family therapy. It's never happening,
Oh,
but
yeah.
she should count her blessings.
Yeah. But with that though, I do feel like she was so good at like taking whatever this therapist said and making sure that Toby had to adhere to it so that it benefited her, but she didn't have to do the same.
Yes.
So.
Typical only child.
Yes. Yeah, so like I can't imagine like you're the youngest, so obviously you've never had a moment without a sibling.
No.
But and my brother and sister are 2 years younger than I am, so I don't even remember. Like I cannot imagine how hard it must be to be an only child and then be forced to share your entire living space with
Yeah.
pretty much, first of all, pretty much a stranger.
And
It
then you're also
seems.
dealing not only with a new sibling, but a new parent too.
A new parent and a new school and a new city. Like, it really seems like they just uprooted Toby's whole life.
Yeah. Oh,
Like, I was
totally.
like getting into my feelings about Toby the other day, and I was like, what would have happened if he didn't know anyone in this school?
Right. Thank God
You
for
know?
JT.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
Aww.
that's that. I also, it drove me absolutely crazy that, first of all, Ashley was trying to blackmail a 12-year-old, and that she had like,
I know. Paying him, I'll
like
pay you $60.
$80. Yeah, and that she like, first of all, I hope she paid Jimmy and Spinner too because they were like her body men, like physically carrying JT over to her. Like, excuse me, is
Yeah.
this allowed?
No.
And then also. Quick JT moment. JT, buddy, why are you carrying your scooter around the school? Why are you doing that? I'm not mad. I'm
Well,
just
if it's
curious.
a razor, if it was the razor scooter, those were pretty light.
But, like, would you still want to carry it around?
Maybe he didn't have room in his locker.
Probably not. He seems messy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely full of just junk. Anything else
Okay.
about the episode to mention?
I would say not on the main theme, but just like some Degrassi-isms.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Okay. Liberty and Paige, both huge like boss bitch energy, but like on two
Yes.
different sides of the spectrum.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I like love both of their energies so much. Like Liberty busted in here and is like, I will be doing all of this and I'll be doing it with you and for you. Let's break it down. Let's do it. And then Paige is just like, everyone pay attention to the glow up that I have given myself this summer and you should all follow suit. And I was like,
The sunglasses
yes.
inside, if I remember correctly.
Yep. And I don't know if it was this episode, but at some point there's definitely platform flip-flops. I
Oh,
did laugh
yes.
really hard when she was like, look what's in my see-through purse and pulls out like three candy bars. Good for you, girl. Live your best life. Also, the English teacher, who I totally forgot about, but as soon as she was on screen, like
Yeah,
catapulted
what is her
herself to the front of
name?
my, I do not remember. But
Miss something.
we can find out. Let's see.
We'll find out.
But why? Why did she first, middle, and last spinner? She's like Gavin Reginald. What's his last name? Mason.
Mason.
I was like, why did you do that to him? This is the first day of school. What's
I
going
love that
on?
his middle name is Reginald, though.
Right? Okay.
Love
Her
it.
name is Miss Kwan, and I was gonna say that, but I thought that would,
Oh, Miss
yeah, I thought that would be like not tasteful because I thought that would be just me grasping at like Michelle Kwan.
Kwan! Right.
But that is her name. But why did she do that to Spinner? I need receipts on this. I did also think like peak Spinner moment where she was like, am I gonna have to give you 14 detentions this year? And he goes, not if you don't want to.
Right. None of you don't want to.
Like
I love Spinner. I'm gonna
okay.
check out his earrings next episode. So
Yes, you
should
have to because
we?
it's so many.
Yeah. So we're actually pretty good on timing. We haven't hit an hour yet, which is great. And
Which I
we
feel like
could.
it's a step up from last week.
Last week our recording was 1 hour 30.
We had a lot to say, and we don't have to catch up on.
Yeah, no, I don't blame us at all. But did you want to do quote of the episode,
I mean,
VIP character?
I think both of us have the same quote for this
It's
episode.
okay, say it 3, 2, 1. New
New
year,
year,
new
new
look,
look,
new
new
page.
page. An absolute icon.
Icon,
Yeah.
iconic, still use it to this day, and
Yes.
nobody understands the reference. And I'm like,
Well, they're not
Degrassi,
worthy.
duh. Yeah, no, you're right.
I have in my notes, new year, new look, new page. She is perfect.
She's an icon, a legend.
Okay. A VIP.
VIP character. I'm personally gonna go with Paige simply for her arrival onto the Degrassi scene in
Yeah.
that iconic look and iconic line.
Okay. I think I might have to go with JT because,
Okay.
first of all, loyal ho, Toby was like, I want to make my sister mad. We're gonna do it. And Toby and JT was like, yes, say
Yeah.
less, I'm in. But he was like, and also, okay, when we were like,
Hesitant for a second. He
he
was
was hesitant
hesitant
for a
for a second.
second, but this is his friend and he was gonna do it for him. But then when Toby was like, oh, you're neck and neck with Ashley, he's like, this is a problem because if I get this, then I'm gonna have to do work.
Do
And
work. Yeah.
I just related to that on such a deep spiritual level. So with that being said,
So,
Ashley has my vote
JT.
because JT should not have to do extra work. And I think JT just lived his best JT life where he was like, oh, I don't have to announce it until after my speech. Great. I still get to tell all my jokes. So, yeah, I just think that this was a pretty good, like, JT had such a good supporting character performance here, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
Obviously, honorable mention to Snake because he toes the line between huge dork and the coolest teacher ever. So, finally, in this episode, while saying hi to Emma, because we know you have a crush on her mom.
Right.
Yes.
Stefan Brogren, Brogan,
Yes.
Brogren, I feel like I pronounce it wrong all the time. If you're listening, you are welcome to join the
Literally anytime. I would love a top to bottom, literally
Yeah.
start at Degrassi Junior High. Tell me this whole series for you because you're a gem.
You know what? If you are listening, I don't even care if you're on the podcast. Why didn't you have a Zoom reunion during the pandemic like every other TV show? Where
True.
is the table read of Time Stand Still Part 1 and 2?
Oh,
Where
that's
is
a
it?
heavy one. Are you sure you would
We
want
need
to
it. Yes, that's the one we want. Or
that?
one with Jimmy, because like he's Drake now, so like get him on board.
Yeah.
But very disappointed that that didn't happen, Mr. Brogan. He'll also change the demographics if he listens, so that's something to consider.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want him to listen. Just kidding, we do.
Then, wait,
Okay,
did you
and oh no, go ahead.
theme? Was it the theme of the episode is next?
I was gonna say yes, like moral of the story of the episode, like moral of the episode.
For me, I don't know, but I also, it's possible that I'm just looking at this from like too much of an adult lens. Let just communicate, guys. Like, stop reacting so much and just take 1 minute to listen. Maybe ask
With
questions.
me snapping.
Like, right? Like, I don't know. 'Cause just like, I just kept looking at this and I was like, if you guys just like sat down for 1 minute and had a conversation instead of like a yelling match and accusing one of this thing and the other of that thing, like, guys. 1 minute. That's all it takes. So that's
I
my
love that lesson.
thank you.
The lesson that I got from this is every new school year, you gotta walk in with a new outfit and new haircut and sunglasses, and you gotta
Yep.
say, "New year, new look, new me."
While also kind of degrading your friend's fashion.
Absolutely. Looking judgmentally at the choices of others
I
in
don't know
terms
what the
of their
next
clothing.
episode is, but I do hope that it's a page heavy one. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about, okay. In addition to the general boss bitch energy of Paige, she also is taking it upon herself to start a spirit squad. So
Oh,
she's an
yes.
entrepreneur as well.
She's an entrepreneur. I know, I forgot that Degrassi didn't have that already. She starts it up. And it becomes such a big thing, and all of a sudden everybody is a gymnast. And I'm like, how'd this happen so quickly at Degrassi?
Yeah. Just as
So,
like, yeah.
no, you go, you go.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, as a last remark from me. That's not true.
Yeah.
I always have another remark.
I know. That's our problem.
But I am fighting the urge, like, with every fiber of my being, not to just binge watch the entire season. Like, it's just so comforting to me right now that I want to watch every single second of this season 500 times over.
Should we, to speed it up, should we do like two episodes every episode, or like should we just binge the whole season then talk about the season, or like half the season, talk about half the season?
I would only say no because,
Yeah, we have to be
especially at this,
consistent here.
we have to be consistent. And at this point, the like they're pretty much bottle episodes.
Yeah.
You know, if there was like a true arc going on, then I would say like that could probably happen. Like if we were doing like a soap opera or something,
Yeah.
but like the actual content. I say week to week, like this is still on air, but week to week is so different. So
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think for sure, anytime there's a part one and a part two, we do that together.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, so that concludes our discussion of family ties.
Family
Is that?
politics.
Oh, whoopsie. I had a glass of wine. Family politics. And next episode, Nick, do you want to share what episode we will be discussing next week? You're gonna Google
Yes.
that.
I got it. I got it. Here we go. Oh
Okay,
boy.
cool.
Okay. Wait, we actually mentioned this episode earlier in this recording. So this next episode is Eye of the Beholder. It's season one, episode four, originally aired April 8th, 2002. And the synopsis is as follows.
I know what happens.
Terry is not looking forward to the school dance. She's too fat for any boy to like her except Spinner.
It says that in the description
It does. This was
on
submitted
IMDb.
anonymously. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Too bad Paige likes Spinner too. She convinces Terry to go to the dance, but not before getting her drunk, so she'll look like a fool in front of Spinner. There's also a new student in Mr. Simpson's class, Sean Cameron, who has fallen behind a year. Emma is intrigued despite Sean's bad boy image. Meanwhile, JT and Toby decide to skip the dance to surf pornography on the internet.
I
Nothing
remember
says
that.
a friendship bonding like a shared porn experience.
True. Wow, that's a
This is,
big episode.
yeah, huge storylines for everyone.
That was, I feel like next episode is kind of a game changer for me because that was just a wild, I mean, obviously my favorite Sean Cameron we meet for the first time.
Yes.
Bad boy with a heart of gold.
I love him so much.
I
So
know.
much.
Do you think I should
Do
have gone to NYU?